Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Nun Beis, 14 lines for the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara quotes our Mishnah that we had on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph that stated, Bor Shel Shnei Shutfim, if there was a bor that belonged to two Shutfim, Arvel of Arisha V'lechiso, and the first one left the area and did not cover up the bor, Vasheni V'lechiso, and the second one also left the area without covering the bor, Hasheni Chayiv, then the second one would be Chayiv for any damages. And as we explained when we learned our Mishnah, that certainly the Mishnah is not teaching us that if Reuven walked by a bor that belonged to him and to Shimon, and he didn't cover it, and then Shimon walked by, and then Shimon didn't cover it, then Shimon is going to be the only one that is chayiv, as certainly both Reuven and Shimon have responsibility for their bor, and both of them would be chayiv, as both of them were pesheya and didn't cover up their bor. And therefore, when our Mishnah states that Shimon will exclusively be chayiv, it must be talking about a case where Reuven did something else, and there was another part of the story that we're missing. And the Gemara now asks, Rishon Me'imas Mifta, at what point is Reuven going to be pata? And Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef both said over a member in the name of Rabbi Baba Chana, who said over the name of Rabbi Money, and both of them had a different version as to what was told to them. One says that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven and Shimon went to the bar and they were drawing water from their cistern. Reuven now leaves and Shimon was still in the middle of using the bar for his own ishtamshus, and therefore Reuven doesn't have any further responsibility, and really it's Shimon's responsibility to make sure that he covers up properly. And one holds that if Reuven would just leave the area where there's the bar of Mayim, and he would leave Shimon standing there, even though Shimon is drawing the water, Reuven would still be responsible. And the case is where when Reuven was leaving and he didn't have to draw any water any longer, he turned to Shimon and he gave him the cover of the pit, and he said that now I'm passing over the baton and you're responsible to make sure to cover up the bar. And as Rashi says, even though Reuven was the first one that was there and he was the one that uncovered the bar at this point, however, since Ubasheni, now that Shimon came, now that Reuven gave the cover of the pit to Shimon, so at this point, only Shimon will be chayiv for any damages that the bar causes, and Reuven will be patur. And the Gemara continues, Kitanoi, let us say that this machlekes is based on a machlekes tanoim, as we have a brisa that states, if Reuven is drawing water from a bar, and then Shimon comes, and says to him, Hanachli, leave the bar uncovered for me, and I will draw water, once Reuven leaves Shimon and Shimon is now drawing water from his bar, so then Reuven would be Potter and Shimon would be Chayiv. Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov states that the only time that Reuven would be Potter is only if Reuven physically gave the cover of the pit to Shimon, and therefore he's passing over the responsibility to Shimon, and it's only in this case that Reuven will be Potter and Shimon will be Chayiv. And the Gemara asks, but Mike Mifkli, what is the basis for the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov in his Brisa, and by extension, what is the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef? And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov Sava Yesh Breira, Haimi Dedei Kamimali, Vahaimi Dedei Kamimali, Rabbanon Savri Ein Breira. So although we just saw the word Breira, this is not the standard machlekes of Yesh Breira Ein Breira. And the Mepharshim explained, Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov holds that when Reuven and Shimon are partners in a bar, then certainly both of them always own the bar together, and they just have rights to use the bar to draw their own water at any time that they want, and therefore we look at it as if at the time that Reuven draws water, all the water and the entire pit belongs to Reuven, and when Shimon is drawing water from this pit, it's as if the entire pit and all the water in the pit belongs to Shimon, and therefore Reuven and Shimon are not borrowing the rights of the pit from one another, and they have their own rights to the water and to the pit. That is defined as Yesh Breira, that the time that each of one is using their joint pit, it's considered that it is their own pit and it's their own water, and therefore, as Rashi explains, Behaimi Dedei Kamimali, therefore, since it's as if Shimon is drawing his own water from his own pit, therefore it's not as if Shimon has to borrow anything from Reuven, and therefore there's no responsibility on Shimon to guard an entire pit. And therefore, according to Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov, if the bar damages someone, then both Reuven and Shimon would be chayiv. However, if Reuven gave the cover of the pit to Shimon, so only at that point did Shimon accept upon himself responsibility to guard the pit by himself, and therefore Shimon would have exclusive responsibility, and Shimon will be chayiv, and Reuven will be potter. However, the Rabbanon hold that in Brira, and when Reuven is using the bar, it's as if he's borrowing the rights to the bar from Shimon, and when Shimon then uses the bar, it's as if Shimon is borrowing the rights to use the bar from Reuven, and therefore, since Shimon is borrowing the rights from Reuven, even if Reuven didn't give over the covering of the bar to Shimon, Shimon still accepted upon himself responsibility to guard the bar, as we look at Shimon as a shoyal of this bar, and of course, a shoyal is chayiv to guard his item that he borrowed. Gemara continues. Amar Ravina. Ravina explains. But Azul Tamayu that both the Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar ben Akiv are going l'shitasam the Tanan. The Mishnah Maseches the Darim teaches us Hashufim should nadra nazem izeh. If Reuven and Shimon both made a neder not to have enough from each other, as soon as Konan Sechatzar, and the Tanakama holds that both Reuven and Shimon would be usa to go into that joint chatzar. And Rabbi Elazar ben Akiv, argues and states Zeh Nichlas L'Teich Shaloi that Reuven can go into the chatzar when he wants to. Zeh Nichlas L'Teich Shaloi and Shimon could also go into the chatzar whenever he wants to. The Gemara explains, but Mike Mifkli was the machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saw the Yesh Breira, Hailu Nafshei Ayil, Hailu Nafshei Ayil. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that when there are shutfim that own a chatzah together, then when each one of them uses the chatzah, there's Breira, and it shows us that at that point we consider it as if each one owns the chatzah by themselves, and therefore they're only using their chatzah, and Reuven is not stepping his foot into Shimon's chatzah, and therefore even though he made a neder not to have enough from Shimon, but Lemaisa is having enough from his own item and not from Shimon's chatzah, and therefore it's mutar. However, Rabbanan Savri in Breira, the Rabbanan hold when two shufim own a chatzah together, then when each one uses the chatzah, it's as if they're borrowing the other part of the chatzah from their shutuf, and this way they're actually receiving hanah from their shutuf, and that's why when Reuven made a neder not to have enough from Shimon, and Shimon made a neder not to have enough from Reuven, both of them would be usa to use their joint chatzah. Based on the way that we're explaining the sugya, we would have to say that just like in the case of bar, it's impossible to split up a bar of water, and therefore it's an area with ein badun chaluka, as neither of the shufim could force the other one to split up this bar, and the same would apply b'negedis chatzah of shufim, that's talking about a chatzah that's ein badun chaluka, and it's too small to force the other one to split up this chatzah. Therefore, in both of these cases, we could have a shaila as to how to look at the shufis. Do we look at it as each shufif has a right when they're using the chatzah to the entire chatzah or to the entire bar, or do we say that even when each one is using this chatzah or this bar, we still look at it as if they're borrowing the rights from their partner and ein breira? And I in Taisis in our sugya, where Taisis points out that certainly in a case where there's a chatzah that's yesh badun chaluka, then all agree that the shufim will be usa to go into the chatzah. Certainly when Reuven is mishtamish in the chatzah, it's as if he's using part of Shimon's chatzah at that point, and therefore it would be usa to Reuven to have enough from this chatzah, and the same would apply to Shimon's use of the chatzah. The machlek is between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanon is specifically in the chatzah she'in badun chaluka. In the Pirush Mishnayis la Rambam in Masechtas Nedarim, he explains the same idea. And before we continue, let's read the Lashon Hara'ah that's brought in the Shita. It states, Breira the Hachal Lav Kebreira the Alma, the Baha Vadid Lo Shaykh Lameima Basa Chaluka, Hovra Adava Shezeh Chalka Magia, Vila Mishalei Mishum Hachi Vila Shtemushte, Shrei Bekula Mishtamish, El HaReze Echad Min Alashayin Neshev Talmud, Shu Shav B'Shtei Mekoymes Upurush Mischalef. And the Gemara continues, and we know they could be Koyin Akaka with Kesef Shtar Chazaka, and Amar Belazar, Belazar says, Hamaycha Bar L'Chaveri, if Reuven sells a bar to Shimon, Kivin Shemasad Dloy Dilya Kana, once Reuven gives the cover to Shimon, then Shimon is koina, and the Gemara is hechidami. What are we referring to? Ibe kaspa. If Shimon was koina the karka and the bar with kesef, likli be kaspa. Then Shimon is koina with kesef. Ibe chazaka. And if Shimon is koina the karka with chazaka, then likli be chazaka. Let him be koina with chazaka. And the Mefarshim made in that if he was koina with shtar, then he should be koina with the shtar. And what's this idea of being maslai dilyai? And the Gemara answers lo ilam chazaka. Really, we're talking about a case where Shimon was trying to be koina the karka and the bar with the chazaka. And although certainly there's a din that chazaka could be koina kaka, however, the only way that chazaka could work is if the owner of the field is together with the buyer at the time that the buyer creates his chazaka. However, if the owner of the field is not there, then as long as the owner of the field says to the buyer lechazek v'kni, then Shimon could go and make a chazaka. In our case, Shimon was not together with Reuven at the time that Shimon wanted to create a chazaka. And really, Reuven has to say to Shimon lechazek v'kni v'kim shemos ledilyoi. And therefore, the chiddush Rabbi Elazar is that since Reuven gave over the cover of the bar to Shimon, it's as if Reuven told Shimon, and now Shimon could go and acquire the bar by using chazaka, even though Reuven is not there at that time. And keep in mind, although Rabbi Elazar used the lashon, it's mashma with the mysterious dilya, Shimon is koina, but of course it just means that he has a right to now be koina through the use of chazaka. Gemara continued with a similar din, if Reuven sells a home to Shimon, and we continue on Daphnin Bezim and Aleph, Kivin Shemusle Mafteach Kana, once Reuven gives over the keys to the home to Shimon, Shimon will be Kaina. Once again, the Gemara asks the same question, Hechidami, that since we're talking about a bias, which is Kaka, so Lacharya, Shimon could be Kaina through Kesef Shtar Chazaka, and Ibe Kaspa, Likli Be Kaspa, and Ibe Chazaka, Likli Be Chazaka, and of course, Ibe Shtar, Likli Be Shtar, and why did Reuven have to give over the keys to Shimon? And the Gemara answers a similar terrace, Lidl Be Chazaka, really, we're talking about a case where Shimon is trying to be Kaina with chazaka. Reuven is not going to be at the home at the time that Shimon creates this chazaka. And therefore, Reuven has to tell Shimon, go and be koina. But once Reuven gave the keys to Shimon, it's as if Reuven told Shimon to go and make chazaka and be koina the bias. Therefore, Shimon can now go and make chazaka to the bias and be koina the bias. By the fact that Reuven gave over the key to Shimon, it's as if he's telling him, go and take this key and lock up the house, and that itself will be the chazaka. And as the Rashbam says in Masechtas Baba Basra, that Saga Sadelis v'Nol B'Mfteach have a chazaka, that is considered the chazaka. However, Ayin and Rashi in Masechtas Pesachim and Daf Dalam Rav, where Rashi says Mesiris Mafteach who kinyan, that the actual Mesiris Mafteach is a kinyan, and L'chir Tzarech Bia from our Gemara, which is mashmur that the Mesiris Mafteach just allows Shimon to now go and make chazaka on the bias. And the Gemara continues, Amr Yishlokosh Mishum Rav Yanai, where Yishlokosh states in the name of Rav Yanai, Hamecha Idol Chaveri, if Reuven sells a flock of sheep to his friend Shimon, Kimin Shemoslim Mashchoiches Kona, that once Reuven gives over the Mashchoiches to Shimon, then Shimon is Kona. And the Gemara will bring two different pshatim as to what Mashchoiches is, and as Rashi says at the top of the Amr, L'kameh Mefarash, Dov HaMeshach Kola Ida Achav, but the Mais is talking about something which causes the entire flock to go after it and to walk, and that's why Shimon will be Kona. And once again, the Gemara is bothered that L'chaira, since we're talking about a Behemoth Daka, so either Shimon should have to be Kona through Mashicha, or he should have to be koina each animal through Mesira. And as the Gemara asks, Hechidami, even Mashicha, Likdim Mashicha, if you could do Mashicha, because in a Makam where Mashicha works, then you should be koina with Mashicha, and even Mesira, and if you're in a Makam where Mashicha doesn't work, then Likdim Mesira. And Rashi explained, B'Mashicha, Shekish B'Makal V'Ratzel Fanov, that Shimon hit this animal with a stick and it runs in front of him, Shekin Derech B'Madaka, as that's a standard for B'Madaka, and Likdim B'Mashicha, and Lomli Mesiris Meshrechis, and even Mesira Kanalu, and if Shimon could be koina with Mesira, because it was a Rishis Rabim, or he was in a Chatzah which did not belong to either Reuven or Shimon, Shem Mashicha Koina Sham, and Mashicha can't be Koina, the Mashicha Obasinta Ibechatzah Shoshneim, which learned to Mecha Sisfina, therefore he should be Koina with Mesira and not with Mashicha. And certainly, what is the purpose of having the Mesiris Hamashchechis? And the Gemara answers, Lo Ilam Mashicha, really we're talking about a case where Shimon is going to be Koina with the Mashicha, once again, in order for Shimon to be Koina where Reuven is not around, Reuven would have to tell Shimon to go and be meishich the animal and be koined. However, kivin the muslim mashchiches, now that he gave over the mashchiches, command the amalei lech mashchich b'kni dami, it's as if Reuven told Shimon, go and be meishich it and be koined the flock. And the Gemara now asks, my mashchiches, lemaisa, what is mashchiches? And the Gemara explains two different shatim, hacha de gimu, in bubble, they explained it, kakashra, it's referring to a bell, and Shimon would shake the bell in front of all the animals, and this way they would walk, and that is a form of mashicha. By the fact that Reuven gave the bell over to Shimon, so it's as if Reuven was telling Shimon, use the bell in order to go and perform a Maisa Mashicha. Rabbi Yaakov explains that the Losh Mashchechis is referring to Iza, the Ozla Bresh Idra. Rashi explains, Yesh Lebala Ida is Kharv, that the owner of the flocks had a goat that was very smart and that was swift, Vederech Iza Mlalach Bereish, and it was the standard that this goat would walk in front of the entire flock, Vahida Hilach Achreim, the rest of the flock would follow after this goat, and therefore if Reuven gave this goat over to Shimon, then he was telling Shimon to use this goat in order to make sure that the entire flock starts walking, and that itself would be considered a Mashicha, and it's as if he said, Leich Mashaych V'Kni. And the Gemara continues, that there was a story where Rav Chista was saying a drasha, and he was talking about Klai Yisrael's Averis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of giving them Einshim. Rav Chista was sitting and giving the drasha, and this Glila was the one that was the Metagim for Rav Chista, and he was standing up, and that's why we use Lashon of Hahu Glila Aled Rav Chista, that he was on top of Rav Chista. This Talmud of Rav Chista that was sending over the memories of Rav Chista, he explained Rav Chista's drasha by giving a mashal, and he said, "Kadrogas Rayal Ano Ovel Nagda Samusa," that when there's a shepherd that is angry at its flock, then he blinds the animal that leads the rest of the animals, and he'll blind this goat, and this way the goat won't see where it's going, and it'll fall into a pit, and the rest of the animals that's following this goat will also fall into the pit. They will also be huzak, and they will be killed, and therefore, as Rashi says, "Ovel Nagda Samusa Leiza Meshechas Menakar Yinea," that'll poke out the eyes of the goat that's leading the rest of the animals, and the rest of the flock will also fall into this pit, and therefore when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes retribution against the Sein Yisrael, which is Loshon Saginah, it means Klai Yisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints for them leaders that are not qualified, and that will of course cause Klai Yisrael many problems. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and this Mishnah is continuing to discuss a borrow that belongs to Shutfim and Kiso Arishain, after Reuven was mishtamish with his bar, he covered up Uba Sheni Umatsumagula, and then Shimon comes to be mishtamish with the bar, and he finds that it's no longer covered, and as Rashi says, Kagon Shesliya Vinishba Kisoi, that the cover was eaten by worms, and therefore it disintegrated and is no longer covered. Like Kiso, and Shimon doesn't cover up the bar, Hasheni Chayiv, then Shimon will exclusively be Chayiv, and Reuven will be Pata. The Mishnah now continues to discuss a regular case of a bar that belongs to one person, and the Mishnah states, Kiso Karoyu, if Reuven covers up his pit in a proper fashion, V'nafal Teich Shor Chamar, and even so a Shor or Chamar falls into the bar, and the Gemara will discuss how is it possible if he covered up properly, or Mace, and the Shor Chamar dies, Pata, then Reuven will be Pata. However, like Kiso Karoyu, V'nafal Teich Shor Chamar, or Mace, Chayiv, however, if Reuven did not cover up the bar properly, and the Shor Chamar fall into the pit, and the Shor Chamar dies, then Reuven will be Chayiv. The Mishnah continues, if Reuven already dug a pit, and then he hired workers in order to deepen the pit, or to make the pit wider, it was a shor that was walking by the pit, and nafal afanav mikol kriya, and the shor got startled from the sound of the digging that the worker was doing, and the shor fell into the pit face first. The Mishnah teaches us that the baal habor is chayiv, and Rashi brings two pshatim, and Rashi first explains that the chiddush of the Mishnah is, v'afilu shor shu pikeach, that even if the shor is what we call a shor pikeach, which the Gemara and Daf Nun Dalam Beis will discuss, the baal habor pata, the bayune mezel, the baal habor will be pata, because shor should have been watching out where it's going, and therefore the baal habor is pata. Hacha chayiv, over here Reuven would be chayiv, shekol hakriya bisasai, because the sound of the digging caused the animal to get scared. Of a Gemara perach neima kriya garmalei, and the Gemara will ask that lachriya, since Shimon is digging in the pit, so lachriya Reuven should not be chayiv, as the kriya was the one that caused the shor to fall into the pit. Rashi continues, lishnachrina lefonov mikol hakriya baal habor chayiv, the baal habor will be chayiv, the avgav the iklameima kriya garmalei, that even though we could say that the kriya was the one who caused the behemoth to fall into the pit, the kriya grum ba'amu David, and the kriya only caused this through a grumma, the kaimalana mavis chavir patimidin adam, the tabari liftery, and therefore both Reuven, who's the baal habor, and Shimon, who is digging into the pit, should both be pata, afilu hachi baal habor chayiv, and even so the baal habor will be chayiv, kram nasin, kinufashu gemara, as we will see in the gemara, bezeshimaiti, and Rashi likes this pshat better than the first pshat. The Mishnah continues, la'achra mikola kriya pata, however the shor fell backwards into the pit, then the owner of the bar will be pata, and even though the Mishnah mentions it was Bikola Kriya, Zok Rashi, that's Lav Dafka Mikola Kriya, and it's only because we want to have symmetry between the Reish and the Sefer, therefore we say it was based on the Kola Kriya. Even if the shor would have fallen in backwards and it wasn't based on the Kola Kriya, the owner of the pit would be pata, and the Mishnah continues with the standard din of bar, which we know that the Pasuk says, Shavalei Adam Chamar V'Kelim, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us, Nafal Techa Shor V'Kelim V'Nishtabru, Chamar V'Kelim V'Niskaru, Chayiv Ala Behema U'Pata Ala Kelim, if it's shor and its kelim fall into a bar, and the shor gets hurt or dies, and the kelim break, or there's a chamar that falls in with its kelim, and the chamar gets hurt or dies, and the kelim rip, then Reuven will be chayiv for the behema, but it'll be pata al kelim, based on the fact that the pasuk says, shor v'loy adam, chamar v'loy kelim. Although we already stated beforehand that legabe and adam, since the pasuk is talking about misa, as the pasuk says, v'nafal shama shorei chamar v'meis, well, legabe bar, the only time the owner of the bar will be pata is only if a person dies, but if he damages a person, then he will be chayiv. However, b'negeya kelim, we learned beforehand that shviyasan zui misasan, even if the kli only is damaged through a bar, then the owner of the bar will still be pata. And Rashi points out that the reason why Agamara says b'negeya damaging a shor and its kelim b'nishtabru, and b'negeya damaging a chamar and kelim and says b'niskaru, is because the standard kelim of a shor is shaycha shvira ha'il v'amechresha, referring to the yoke or its plow. However, b'kli chamar shaycha kriya, b'negeya chamar is shaych to say the lashon of ripping, chavilas begodim, because we talk about piles and bundles of begodim that's carrying, umadash al gabav, and the cloth blanket that's on its back, or its cloth saddle. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us, nafal teicha is shor cheresh, shayta v'katan chayiv, that if a shor that is a cheresh, or a shayta, or a young shor, falls into the pit, then Reuven will be chayiv, and the Gemara will discuss this in further detail. And finally, since we have a din of shor v'loy adam, therefore, ben oy bas, eved amma pata, that if a katan or a katana, or an eved or an amma, fall into a bar, and they die, then Reuven will be pata based on the limud of shor v'loy adam. And Rashi says, "Klema afagav the tanimain v'lek lemeima ibayle yune umezel." And even though you can't say the svara that ibayle yune umezel, afilu hachi pata mitzias hakasuf shor v'loy adam chamar v'loy kelim. And the chiddush b'negeya eved amma is that even though an eved or amma is considered the mammon of a person, b'negeya din of bar of shor v'loy adam, they're also excluded from that limud. And if they die by falling into Reuven's pit, then Reuven will be pata. And our Gemara begins begins and discusses the first thing in the Mishnah, where we said Kisor Rishon and Bor Sheni Matzah Megillah will like Kisor Hasheni Chayiv. Shimon will have exclusive liability and be responsible, and Reuven will not be liable. And the Gemara is for Rishon Ad Emes Miftah that although it's true that the first one should not be Chayiv because Lemaisa Shimon left it uncovered and Reuven originally covered it properly, but certainly since Reuven is a partner in this bar, then certainly at some point Reuven should once again be Chayiv. And Rav says B'chdei Sheyeda that it has to be in a situation where Reuven already went back to the bar and he saw that it's uncovered, and at this point Reuven has a responsibility to cover it, and if he doesn't do so, then once again Reuven be chayiv together with Shimon. And as Rashi says, that at this point, since both Reuven and Shimon know that it's uncovered, so therefore the responsibility belongs both to Reuven and Shimon. However, the Gemara continued that Shmuel is machmer and argues on Rav, and Shmuel Amen. Shmuel says that even if Reuven did not go back to the bar, however, he actually heard that his bar was uncovered, and at this point Reuven has an obligation to go and cover it, and if he doesn't do so Reuven is chayiv as well. And Rashi points out that if the case of the Mishnah would have been that Reuven actually covered up the bar very well and then Shimon came and actually uncovered the bar, then certainly at no point would Reuven be chayiv for any damages, because Shimon was the one who opened up this bar and is now considered the bar of Shimon. And the only reason our Gemara states Rishon Ad Emes Miftah, and it's pasha to the Gemara that at some point Reuven would yet again be chayiv, is because we're talking about a scenario where Shimon did not uncover the bar, and instead the cover that Reuven placed there fell in, and that's why at some point Reuven will once again be chayiv. Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon states, "B'chdei she'yodiyu v'yischa peilim v'yichris harazim v'yichasenu," that it's not enough that Reuven should only hear that his bar is uncovered, but it has to be there was enough time that not only did Reuven hear about it, but he also has enough time to go and hire workers, and they could cut down cedar trees and make planks in order to cover up the bar once again. Up until that point, Shimon will be chayiv exclusively, and after that point, then Reuven and Shimon will share liability jointly. And Rashi says, "Aval hasheni shebav nishtamish boy lo yavina shiur kulehai." The luchera, if we said that you have to give the opportunity for the owner to go and find workers and cut down cedar trees in order to create a new cover, so luchera, why don't we say that Shimon will also not have liability until he had time to do so as well? And Zok Rashi, the havel lesuve shemu layo, that since Shimon was at the actual bar and therefore he's standing there and he knows that the bar is uncovered, so he had a responsibility to wait there or to hire Shemrim in the interim period until he has time to hire workers and they have the ability to go and recover the bar. We learned this sugya according to Rashi. However, Ayin Tesis Diba Maschel B'chtei She'eda Klema Shakol Yotza Shabar Megula the Mistama Shama. Certainly Rav doesn't require that Reuven had to actually see that the bar was Megula. Even if there was just a call that the bar was already uncovered, then it was likely that Reuven already heard about it and therefore Reuven would be Chayiv. This continues with Shmuel Amman Shmuel Hold B'Shmiya Ba'amal Loi Mechayiv the Insei Mechashmiya At Sheyodiyu, that even if there would be a call, that would not be enough, and even if Reuven heard about it, unless someone actually told him specifically that he bars Megula, Reuven will not be Chayiv. And it comes out that according to Rashi, Shmuel Shita is more Chomer than Rav, and according to Taisis, Shmuel is actually bringing a Kula over the Shita of Rav. And Rabbi Yechon says At Sheyodiyu V'Yischa Peilu V'Yichre Serozim V'Huadin Hasheni Shenesu L'Sheyazeh. And once again Taisis argues in Rashi, and he says even for Shimon we would give him the shear. El Dlei Be'ina Sheyodiyu Shekva Yoda U'Shmuel Savdu Miyad Yesh Loi L'Hashiv Shem Shoyimim Shalei Pol Shem Dov Lebar Ayin in Taisis. In the Rahu takes this even further, and he says that according to Shmuel it's not even enough that Reuven would hear from someone that the bar was uncovered, but he actually has to receive a shlichus from Shimon who tells Reuven that you should know our bar is uncovered and you have to come and help me cover up the bar. And only at that point would both Reuven and Shimon be chayiv. However, otherwise Shimon would be exclusively chayiv and Reuven would be pata. Ayin the Shita Mekubetzes who brings this ra'ah. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Kiso Kuro, if Reuven covered up the bar properly, v'nafal teich shar chamar, and then a shar chamar fell into the pit umeis and they die, pata Reuven will be pata. And the Gemara asks, kimin the Kiso Kuro heich nafal, that if Reuven covered up the bar properly, so how is it possible that the shar chamar fell into the pit? Amar Yitzchak and some Agurius braid the Rabbi Babachana, the son of Rabbi Babachana, sheslium teichai, worms eat away at the cover of the bar from the inside of the bar, and they weaken the cover of the bar. That is how the shar chamar eventually fell into the bar. And the Gemara continues and will now ask a shayla, and the Gemara will have two different versions as to the shayla. This point until the end of Daf Nun Beis and Beis, where the sugi ends, Shakla V'Taya and the rais that the Gemara will bring will be very similar, and we'll run through this very quickly. So Ibailu, the Gemara had the following shayla: Kiso kisa shiyach lamel lefnei shvarim. If Reuven covered up the pit with a covering, and this covering was strong enough that if shvarim would walk over it, it wouldn't break, However, if camels would walk over this covering, it would not be strong enough, and potentially at some point it would break. And then camels came, and they weakened this cover, and they weakened the platform that was covering up the bar. And ultimately, and then oxen went over the board, and the board gave way, and the shvarim fell into the bar and got killed or damaged. My, what would be the din in this case? Amri in the Gemara states, Hechidami, what are we referring to? If it was normal for camels to walk over this plank, so Peshehu, then certainly Reuven should be chayiv because it was Peshea and it wasn't considered a valid covering. And if it's talking about a scenario where there weren't gemalim around this area, so Anasu, then certainly Reuven covered up the pit properly, and therefore it's an oinus, and Reuven would be pata. And the Gemara states, Leitzricha, the Asla Prakim, we're talking about a case where gemalim sometimes come and sometimes would walk over this plank, and me and Rina keep in the Asla Prakim, and therefore the Shaila is, do we say that since gemalim do come at times, Peshehu, therefore Reuven's considered Peshea, the Boilea Sukai Daite, and he should have kept this in mind, and he should have taken this into account, and he should have made the cover stronger, and therefore he'll be chayiv. What do we say? Kivin dehashta mi is leka, but since at the point that Reuven is covering up the bar, there are no camels around, so honestly, we would consider Reuven an oinus, and Reuven would be pata. And the Gemara tries to bring a raya from the first part of the Mishnah, Tashma, we learned in the Mishnah, Kiso Kuro, Venafel Teche, Shara Chamar, Mes, pata, that if Reuven covered up his bar properly, and then a Shara Chamar fell into the bar, and the Shara Chamar died, then Reuven would be pata. And the Gemara states, Hechidami, what are we referring to? Elam, Kuro, Lishvarim, Kuro, Gemalim, if we're talking about Reuven covered up the pit very well, and it was good enough to withstand the pressure of Shvarim as well as camels, so Hechinafel, how is it possible that the Shara Chamar fell into the bar? Therefore, Elav Kuroi L'Shvarim, it must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven put a cover on the bar that was a proper covering that it could withstand the pressure of a Shara, which is lighter than a camel. And we continue on Daf Nun Beis and Beis, V'loi Kuroi L'Gemalim, and it was not a good enough cover to withstand the pressure of Gemalim. V'idi Shchich Gemalim, Amai Pata Pesheu. And if we're talking about a case where there were many Gemalim in this area, so certainly Reuven should be chayiv, and why would the Mishnah say that he's pata if he's a pesheya? And if we're talking about a case where there were no gemalim in this area, pshita, honestly, then in the din of the Mishnah that Reuven is pata, is pashat since Reuven was oinis el lav, so it must be the asin leprakim that these gemalim came at times, but also gemalim varu, and the camels walked over the covering and they weakened the cover, but also shvarim v'nuflubei, and then axel walked on the cover, and then the cover fell in, and the shvarim got hurt or damaged, and viktani pata, and still the Mishnah taught us that a pata and alma, and therefore we could bring a raya from Mishnah, kivin the hashtaleka, since at the time that Reuven is covering up the pit, there were no camels around, therefore he didn't have to take that into account, and ultimately we consider Reuven an oinus, and therefore he's pata. Gemara answers loi, that you can't bring a raya from a Mishnah, because lo'ilam kuroi l'shvarim kuroi l'gemalim, that really the case of the Mishnah is that Reuven covered up this bar, and he did it in such a good way that it was good enough cover to withstand the pressure of shvarim as well as camels, or the kashalacha hechi nafal. And if you can ask, how is it possible that the Shara Chamor would fall into the bar if it was covered so well? And the Gemara states, as we stated before, that Amr Rabbi Yitzchak prayed Rabbi Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Rabbi Chana, stated, that we're talking about a scenario where worms that were inside the bar ate away at the covering of the bar, and no one could tell that it was actually weakened. Therefore, Reuven is still considered oinis, and Reuven is pata, even though a Shara Chamor eventually fell in. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, we bring a raya from the next case of the Mishnah, Loi Chiso Kuro, if Reuven did not cover up his bar properly, and then a shor chamar fell into the bar or mace and died, chayiv, then Reuven would be chayiv. And the Gemara once again is, hechidami, what is the Mishnah referring to? Elaim v'lei kuroi l'shvarim v'lei kuroi l'gemalim, if we're talking about a case where Reuven did not make a proper cover, and not only wasn't not enough for gemalim, but wasn't even enough for shvarim, pshita, tzrich l'meima, d'chayiv, certainly in that case, Reuven would be chayiv, as certainly he was pesheya, alav kuroi l'shvarim v'lei kuroi l'gemalim, and it must be talking about a case where Reuven created a cover that was good enough to withstand the pressure and the weight of shvarim. However, it wasn't good enough and wasn't strong enough to withstand the weight and the pressure from a camel's hechidami. And the Gemara now says, what are we referring to? That if there were many gemalim around that area, then certainly Reuven should have taken this count. And since he didn't, so therefore Reuven's considered pesheya, and therefore Reuven's going to be chayiv. And if there weren't gemalim in this area, then certainly Reuven is the oinus and should be pata el lav the asal and prakim. And therefore it must be the Mishnah is talking about a case where the gemalim came at different times, but also gemalim varu, and gemalim actually came and they weakened the integrity of the cover of the bar, and then shvarim eventually walked on the cover of the bar and it gave way and they fell into the bar, viktani chayiv. And the Mishnah states that Reuven will be chayiv alma kimi d'asal prakim pesheu, that since camels come at different times, so therefore Reuven should have taken this into account when building the cover for his bar, and therefore Reuven is considered pesheya, the Baile Asuka Daite, and where our answer is Loi, that you can't bring a Raya from the safety of the Mishnah either, as Loilam Kuroi Lishfarim, Veloi Kuroi Lagmalim, that really it's talking about a case where Reuven built a cover that was strong enough to withstand the weight of Shvarim, however, it wasn't strong enough to withstand the weight of Gamalim, Shchichi Gamalim, and there were Gamalim that always walked by this area. No, the Kashlacha Peshehu, and you asked a question that occurred in this case, Reuven was Peshea, and therefore certainly he's going to be Chayiv. Gemara explains, I Nasa Resha Kisau Kuro, Nasa Sefa Nami like Kisau Kuro, that in the Chanami there is no Chiddush in the Sefa, and since the Resha was talking about a case where Reuven covered it properly, therefore the Sefa is talking about a case where Reuven did not cover the pit properly, and that's why Reuven is Pata, but there is no major Chiddush of the Sefa. We learned our Gemara like our Girsa, but the Bach points out that since the Gemara is coming out, that really there is no Chiddush in the Sefa, so we could say that the Sefa of the Mishnah is actually talking about a case where Reuven covered the pit with a cover that was not Roy for Gamalim and was not even Roy for Shvarim, and even though there was no Chiddush, but the Maisa, I did Nasav Resha, Kiso Kuro, Nasav Sefer Nami, like Kiso Kuro, and there is no Chiddush in the Sefer. And I in the top tesis of the Amid, where he asked, Tema, the Mitchila Ratzel Echech Mereisha de Pata, that originally we wanted to bring a Raya from the Resha of the Mishnah, the Yipata, in Kain, Al Kocha Sefer, I did Tana Resha Kiso Kuro, Tana Sefer, like Kiso Kuro, Vele Aslash Mina Midi, and Lechere, there is no Chiddush in the Sefer, in Kain, Heche Boy Lechech, Midi Misefer, so Lechere, what was the Hamina to bring a Raya from the Sefer? Tesis explains that in the Chanami, originally when we didn't have another way to explain the Sefer, so we would say that it's based on Aidi. However, the Gemara felt that if we could find a Chiddush that the Sefer is teaching us, then we would be able to bring a Raya from the Sefer to our Shaila that we just asked. So then, of course, we wouldn't say Aidi in the Sefer, but the Maskana Sagamara is that in the Chanami, we still say Aidi, and the only reason why we mention the case of the Sefer is only Aidi the Resha, but there is no Chiddush in the Sefer. The Gemara now continues, Ikadamri, we have another version as to what the Shaila was of the Gemara, that Honami Vade Loi Boilon, that there was no question, that there is no Shaila in our original question in a case where Reuven created a cover for the bar that was good enough to protect it from Shvarim, but it wasn't good enough to withstand the pressure and the weight of a camel, and camels would only come Leprakim, as in that case, the Kivin Asin Leprakim Pashehu, that certainly we would hold, that since camels do come, so certainly Reuven should have taken into account originally, and therefore Reuven's considered Peshea, the Boile Suke Daite, Ki Boilon, Hachihu Di Boilon, and if we had any question, this is the question that we had, Kiso Kiso Shiochalam Fli Shvarim, Vein Yochalam Fli Gamalim, Reuven had a bar and he created a cover that was strong enough to withstand Shvarim, but it wasn't strong enough to withstand the weight of a camel, and Vishchichi Gamalim, and there were Gamalim around, Vesliya Mitoichai, in this case, the Gamal didn't actually walk on top of the cover and cause the cover to break, and instead, worms were eating away from the cover from the inside of the bar, that caused the weakening of the cover of the bar, and then the shor fell into the bar. The Gemara asked, "What would be it? Do we say that since Reuven did not create a proper covering, because it's not going to be enough of a cover for a gomel, therefore it's considered that this bar is still open? Reuven is even chayiv if worms ate away at the covering of the bar. Or do we not say this concept of amigo, and therefore Reuven will be potter because ultimately there was an oinus that occurred, and therefore it's similar to the first case of the Mishnah, and Reuven will be Pata. Once again, regarding this Shaila, the Gemara will try to bring a Raya from the first as well as the second case of the Mishnah. Tashma, we learned in the first case of the Mishnah, Kiso Kuro, Venafel, Teicha, Shar, Chamar, Umez, Pata, Vitmalon, we learned, Amar Bitzchak, Breder, Abba, Bachana, Shasliyam, Teichai, and that is why Reuven is Pata, and the Gemara states, Hechidami. So what are we referring to? Ilema Kuro, Lishvar, Makuro, Gamalim, if we're talking about a case where Reuven created a cover that was a proper cover, not only for Gamalim, but even for Shvarim, Vesliyam, Teichai, and then it got eaten up from inside, Peshita the Pata, then certainly Reuven is Pata, my have a little Mevad, Reuven made a perfect cover, and therefore he wasn't Peshe at all, and certainly Reuven should be Pata, and it's not a Chiddush, El Lav Karoy L'Shvarim, V'lay Karoy L'Gmalim, so it must be, the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven created a cover, that although it was strong enough to protect from Shvarim, but it wasn't strong enough for Gamalim, V'shrich Gamalim, and the Gamalim around town, V'slir M'teichai, but ultimately the cover did not fall in based on Gamalim, and instead worms ate away at the cover and caused it to disintegrate, and V'ktani Pata, and we see the Mishnah says that Yipata, Alma Le'amin Amigo, to have a Bashel in Yigbalim, have a Bashel in Yasla, and therefore we see that we don't say this concept of Amigo, and Reuven is Pata, and the Gemara answers, Le'ilam Karei L'Gmalim and Karei L'Shvarim. Really, we're talking about a case where Reuven created a proper cover that was strong enough for Shvarim and even strong enough for Gamalim, and therefore he wasn't Peshe at all, V'sliyam Mitechai, and then worms came and ate away at the cover, V'dekashalacha ki Yisliyam I have Le'ilam Eved, and your question was that L'Chiria, if it's a case where it's a Sliya, then L'Chiria, it's an Oinis, and my have a little Meved, and what's the Chiddush of Mishnah? And the Gemara explains, you may think that every once in a while, Reuven should have a responsibility to go and make sure that this cover still has its integrity. Worms didn't eat away at the cover, and therefore the cover is still strong enough, kamash b'lon, that Reuven doesn't have this responsibility, and once Reuven covered up properly, then Reuven will be potter. And the Gemara continues, Tashmal, bring your wife in the second case of the Mishnah, Leichi so kurov, nafal techa shar chama, v'mes chayiv, that if Reuven created a bar, and then he covered up, but he didn't properly cover it up, and the shar chama fell in and died, then Reuven is chayiv. And the Gemara states, Techidami, what is the Mishnah referring to? Elaim, b'leik kurov, l'shvam, l'leik kurov, l'gmalim, if it's talking about a case where the cover that Reuven created was so weak, it wouldn't withstand the pressure and the weight of gemalim, and not the pressure and the weight of shvarim either. Tzricha l'meim b'dechayiv. Certainly, there's no chiddush in the Mishnah that Reuven b'chayiv. El lav kurel l'shvarim v'loy kurel l'gemalim. It must be talking about a case where Reuven created a cover that was good enough to protect the bar from a shar and it wouldn't fall in. However, it wasn't strong enough to hold from the weight of a gemal and for the weight of a camel. V'di shchich gemalim pesheu. And if it's a case where there's shchich gemalim, then certainly Reuven b'chayiv because it's a pesheya. V'di shchich gemalim. And if there aren't gemalim around this town, then onesu. Then certainly Reuven should be potter because it's oynes. El lav the shchich gemalim v'sli metechai. So it must be the Mishnah talking about a case where the shchich gemalim and the worms ate away from the board. That's how the board fell in. V'ktani chayiv. And still the Mishnah stated that Reuven is chayiv. Alma mino migu dav b'sheil in gemalim have b'sheil in asla. And therefore we see clearly since Reuven was originally a pesheya b'negei gemalim, therefore he's considered a pesheya even b'negei asla. And even though ultimately the hezek did not occur because a gemal walked on the board, and the Gemara says Amri loy lo ilim kuroy l'shvarim v'loy kuroy l'gemalim. Really, we could say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven created a board that was strong enough that it wouldn't fall in when a shor walks on it. However, it would fall in if a gemal walked on it. V'shrichi gemalim, and there are many gemalim around town. V'asi gemalim varu, and the gemal came and weakened the board. V'asi shvarim v'naflu bei, and then the act came and fell into the bar. And uda kashlecha pshita pashehu, and you originally asked that l'chayr if this is the case, then certainly there's no chiddush in the Mishnah, as certainly Reuven was pesheya. Once again, the Gemara answers, Ayyid Nasav Resha Kiso Kuro. Since in the Resha we spoke about a case, Reuven covered up the bar properly, Nasav Seifa Nami, like Kiso. Therefore, in the Seifa, we speak about a case where Reuven didn't properly cover up the bar, like our Gemara stated, that's talking about a case where it was Kuro Lishvarim, Volei Kuro Lagmalim, or the Mishnah could even have been speaking about a case where Reuven's cover wasn't good enough to protect against Gemalim, and not even good enough to protect against Shvarim, even though certainly in that case there wouldn't be a Chiddush, but Lemaisa, we don't need a Chiddush in the Seifa, as the Gemara stated, I did Nasav Resha Kiso Kuro, Nasav Seifa Nami, like Kiso. And finally, Gemara brings a riot from a Braisa that we will see on Daf Nundal and Beis, Tashma, Nafal Techa Shor Cher, Shaita Vekotin, Visuma, O Mahal Balaila Chayiv, that if Reuven created a bar, and then a Shor that's a Cherish, or a Shaita, or a Cotton, or it's blind, or it's a regular Shor Pikeach, but it's walking at night and it falls into the bar and it gets damaged or it gets killed, then Reuven is Chayiv. However, Pikeach, O Mahal Balaila Pata, if there's a Shor that's walking during the daytime and it's also a Pikeach, then there's a concept of a Boyle Leune Omezel, and therefore Reuven will be potter for the hezek that's caused to the shor. And the Gemara asks, "Vamai? Why do we say that Reuven is going to be potter in the case of pikech mahalch b'yoyim? Name have pesheil inyan cheresh. Since Reuven is considered pesheil inyan cheresh, as lemaisa he had no right to have this barrier because an animal that's a shor cheresh shaita b'katan or sumo or mahalch b'layla would potentially fall into it. Having not been pesheil inyan pikech, then Reuven should still be considered a pesheya b'degeya the din of a pikech. The Gemara therefore states, "Alav shmamino lo yamino migo shmamino." And therefore we see from this brisa that we don't say this concept of migul, and that's why Reuven is going to be potter in the case of pikech umahalach b'yoyim. And I in Taisus as well as other rishonim that discuss that l'chir we have a klal that tchilasa b'pshia b'sefer ba'inis is chayiv. L'chir the case where the Gemara had a shayla is a case of tchilasa b'pshia b'sefer ba'inis, and l'chir it should be poshut that he should be chayiv. And how does Gemara actually come out that lo yamino migul? And the Mefarshim explained that the general klal tchilasa b'pshia b'sefer ba'inis is that since someone was originally pesheya in some way the oinus is connected to the pshia, then we say that chilasa pshia v'sefer ba'inis is chayiv. However, in the case of our Gemara, where the original pshia and the ultimate oinus have no connection to each other, covering of the bar ultimately was eaten through by worms, and therefore it has no connection for the fact that this cover was only strong enough to withstand the weight of a shor and not to withstand the weight of a gomel, and therefore the concept of chilasa pshia v'sefer ba'inis doesn't apply. The only reason why the Gemara had a havmina that Reuven should be chayiv is because ultimately there's a svara b'negeya bar that deters mechayiv a person to pay for his bar as long as he didn't cover it up properly and there was no way for someone to be damaged. But the Gemara's shaila is that since in this case, even though Reuven covered up, but he didn't cover it up properly b'negeya gomel, therefore it's not considered a cover at all. Still, was included in the pasuk of Lechiso, and therefore Reuven should still be chayiv. Similarly, this svar will help us understand the Gemara's ultimate raya from the case of Naftal Teicha Shor Chereshet Vekatav Vesuma Umahalach Belayla that's chayiv and still Pikech Umahalach Biyayim is pata. At first glance, there is no similarity between that case and our shayla, because in our shayla we have a scenario where this bar is actually still dangerous, as it could be that a gomer will walk on top of the cover and will break the cover, and therefore we could understand that potentially be chayiv even though worms ate through the cover. However, l'chayr, in the case of Pikech Mahalach Biyayim, that it's pata, doesn't seem to have any connection to our shayla, as l'maisa, since Reuven dug a bar, therefore, of course, he should be pata in a case where Pikech walked into the bar, because there's a svara of Ibai Leilu Neumezel, chayr, by the fact that if there would be a shard, it's a chereshet v'katan and suma, that in that case, Reuven would be chayiv, that has no connection to the pshia of Reuven, and to the fact that he's going to be chayiv in a case where Pikech walked into the bar. Why would we even have him have mina in this case that a Pikech Mahalach Biyayim would be chayiv? And the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara's svara was the Torah is mechadish to us that once Reuven creates a bar, there's any possibility that this bar could damage any animal, then at this point Reuven is going to be chayiv for the bar, and even if it damages an animal, that generally should not fall into the bar on the svara of a Boileyu Neamezel, and even so, Reuven will be chayiv to pay for any hezit that occurs through this bar until he completely removes this bar and it can't damage anyone. And ultimately, the Gemara proves that since the Brisa says, Pikech Mahalach Biyayim is Pata, that we see that we don't say the Svara, and we don't say Migul, and we will stop over here.